I speak to you in God's holy name, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. In years past, this Sunday was formerly known as the Sunday after the Ascension, but lately has been renamed as the Sunday of Restoration. And this Sunday of Restoration is a sense of coming together as one. Coming together as one. And this idea is about at-one-ment. At-one-ment. Not to be confused with atonement. At-one-ment. I'm going to talk about atonement in a second. This is also Mother's Day. And Mother's Day is an important day, for all of us have had the experience of having a mother. And I want to compare being in the womb, in your mother's womb, when you were still pre-birth time, with the Garden of Eden. Everything that you wanted or needed when you were in the womb, you received. Things were comfy, the temperature was right. You got food on demand. Your needs were looked after. Things were comfy. You heard noises from the outside. You weren't quite sure. You knew mom's voice. And you knew maybe dad's voice and maybe the voice of others. But things were pretty good. And then all of a sudden, one day, catastrophe struck. Mom's water broke and boom, you're leaving Eden and you're getting born. And we spend our lives after that seeking back to have that at-one-ment with our mother. That at-one-ment with that wonderful Garden of Eden experience that we had in the womb. And it's important to keep that in mind, because that idea carried over into early human beings seeking to have a restoration back to the lovely time. To be at one again in this garden of bliss, this early time. Now, I don't want to sound Freudian, but there is truth in this, that we all, in a sense, seek to have restored to us a time of completeness and comfort. And that's a quest that we spend our lives doing. Now, the trick is to make sure that we get adopted into the new world that we've come into. So on this Mother's Day, I think many of us now are in the position of being mothers and maybe being grandmothers, and maybe someday you'll have an expectant granddaughter who's going to have a baby. And this is also true for the dads here. You have to make sure that the child, as they are born, before they're born, gets to feel comfortable about the world that's coming up. And I know from my own background in child psychology that children who have the family gathering around the pregnant mom, and not just the mom stroking the abdomen, but other members of family speaking gently and saying, "We can hardly wait for you to come. You are loved." And maybe the dad saying, "I'm the voice of your dad and I love you. I can hardly wait till you're here." And maybe there's a sister or a brother or a grandmother or a grandfather. And those children who are born into this kind of loving moment do much better. They're more tranquil. They do better in school. They have better lives. And so there's some truth in this idea that you're getting the child, even though they're going to leave the Garden of Eden, the womb, they're going to be adopted into another community where they feel equally safe. And that is an important thing to remember. That is an at-one-ment not only with mom, but an at-one-ment with the world in which they are coming. And so if you're in the position to be supporting somebody in your life that is going to have a baby, it's important to bring this dynamic into what you're doing. Now, you may have said, "Well, I missed it now. My kids are 40. But the kids may have kids, and those kids may have kids, so you still got a chance. All is not lost. But this idea of at-one-ment is a human quest. But unfortunately, there was something got in the way of that beautiful understanding of at-one-ment, and we started to call it atonement. And atonement is really a distorted at-one-ment. And atonement generates from a time in which people thought that God was up above. Now, those who are visiting don't know how we've sort of looked at this, but we now know that God is within each and every one of us. God is within us, panentheist, within. And within everybody, not just those of us who acknowledge a Christian God, but God loves all of God's creation. And it goes back, though, to a time of a tribalism where every nation had their own God. And they all felt that God had to be satisfied with a blood sacrifice. And so the only way to appease God was to have sacrifice because of all our sinfulness, our original sin. And that was carried over into the Christian church, that Jesus was the sacrifice for all our sins, so that we'd be restored to God. And that's the foundation of atonement, that Jesus is the atonement for our sins. But the problem with that is, it denies the fact that God is love. It denies the fact that God is in all people, and you really turn God, through the crucifixion, into a divine child abuser for looking at God's own son being crucified in such a horrid way. If any of you ever saw the Passion of the Christ, it really hyped up the violence. But that is against the understanding of God as love. Atonement is a bad theology. At-one-ment is a good theology. Atonement is awful. Jesus did not die for my sins. Jesus did not die for your sins. Jesus died because he was a rebel leader of a resurrection against the Roman state, and the Roman state and the Jewish hierarchy in the temple could not stand him, and so they got rid of him. And the way to get rid of political adversaries was to crucify them. Atonement is a bad theology. And I feel that a progressive Christian community living 2018, we have to get rid of atonement. If we want to be able to talk to our children and our grandchildren and possibly our great-grandchildren about a faith and a loving God, atonement seems to deny that. We get so mixed up with the whole business about blood. In fact, the words of administration of the Eucharist, I worry about when we have the blood of Christ shed for you. It'd be much better if we said the love of God given for you, or the life of God given in you. A sense that God is present in each of us and holding us dearly and wanting the best for us always. I know this may be shocking, but God loves us, and God forgives us, and God has always wanted the best for us. And God has not wanted Jesus to be sacrificed. This whole idea of sacrifice goes back to a prehistoric time when people thought that God had to be placated. We now know that God is a God of creation. And the creation is always about gaining more, creating more, moving forward. And that we are called to form a community of doing the same thing. And that's why climate change, for instance, is such a terrible thing, because we are killing the nest that God gave us. But that's a topic for another time. But on this Mother's Day, when we are thankful for the love of Mom and giving us life and birth and being with us for 9 months before we're born and then afterwards, and the whole sense of being at one with Mom, we also are at one with God. God is at one with us, not separated from us. God is at one with all of creation. Unfortunately, not everybody acknowledges that. But we are called, because we are acknowledgers, to celebrate the at-oneness we have with God and God with us. God's love is not shattered. God's love cannot be manipulated. And God loved Jesus and did not want Jesus to be violated. And so today, on this restorative Sunday, the Sunday before Pentecost, I want us to consider, what does the whole idea of atonement and original sin do to our relationships and do to our sense of our own goodness and the sense of God's love for us? The atonement theology that is circulating around here in the valley these days really didn't even come into play until the 11th century. It came late. Early on, people understood atonement was at-one-ment. And today I'm calling us to think and bring that back. We are at one with God, a God who loves us and always wants us to have the best. And it's up to us to embrace God, to embrace ourselves, and to embrace each other. For we are called to be heaven on earth, a new community. And I pray as we receive the sacrament today that we understand it is an outpouring of God's love for us. May God's love be with us as we journey. Amen.